Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is, fellow foodies. And when you're thinking about when all the planets are aligned and things are going just beautifully and there's a scent in the air that is somehow begging us all to flirt with spring, we are here enjoying mid-70 temperatures. And when you're thinking about great alfresco dining and great backdrops, incredible scenery for an amazing culinary experience, we are at one of our favorite places. In fact, we are indeed at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, right on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. And get this, you want to come up here and join us for the most delicious hour on radio, because if you do, listen to these great specials. A pink grapefruit martini is on special. Also something called the Not So Thin Mint. And if you're a fan like I am of those great cookies, the thin mints, it's not so thin, especially if you have four or five of them like I want to do. This is a gorgeous cocktail, and they're both on special here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Again, Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. Thanks so much for being with us, as you are every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST, whether you're listening to us on AM 790 or perhaps you're listening to us on 97.1 FM, or you're on our website, www.onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're listening to us worldwide on the iHeartRadio network, like Carla Case is doing right now. No matter where you are, we're glad you're here. Now, speaking of glad you're here, there's a guy here that I have known for many, many years, and I sit at his side and watch him produce some of the most amazing culinary experiences I've ever seen. But is he a chef? Yes, of course, he's a chef in his own home. But actually, he's a world-renowned cosmetic surgeon from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery Center, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Dr. Todd Case. What's going on, doctor?
Hey, Matt. I wanted to thank you for having me join you this afternoon. This should be an exciting and fun time.
Well, it's always an exciting and fun time whenever the cases are involved. I mean, that's how we started rolling with you guys, what, about 10 or 15 years ago? And things have never been the same.
Well, it's always fun to be cooking with the cases, and we always try to come up with something that's interesting and exciting.
Well, you've noticed that Nancy and I have yet to pay back the privilege. I mean, we keep just like, we love coming to your house all the time, and we don't know that we're up to it to have you guys over, because when Chef Case is in the kitchen, it's a life-changing experience.
Well, we're always glad to have you, and the reciprocation is not always necessary. We're more than happy to have you. We really love cooking and entertaining our friends and
great,
making a nice meal.
I love it. Well, before we get into what you've been doing in the kitchen these days, let's talk a little bit about your day job. So, cosmetic surgeon at Profiles Cosmetic Surgery Center right here in Tucson. You're making everybody look good, right?
Well, that's my job. Keep Tucson looking good. Keep Tucson beautiful. And so we do a lot of things from head to toe, breast, body, and face.
Love it. Love it. Now, looking at me, Dr. Todd Case, what would be the first medical intervention that you would suggest or recommend, other than sewing my mouth shut? What would it take for me to just become this this extraordinary symbol of success in this community? What would I do?
I think you're perfect the way you are.
Oh, you know, that is exactly why I love you, Todd Case. Anyway, congratulations to you and everything you've done at Profiles to build this amazing career, and to everybody that I talk to that has been a patient of yours. They have great things to say about Dr. Todd Case at Profiles Cosmetic Surgery. Now, I'm interested in knowing, I mean, is it sort of this logical transition? You got the skilled hands of the surgeon. To what effect have the skilled hands of a surgeon equipped you to have the same kind of skillful hands in the kitchen? Is there any correlation like that at all?
Well, sure. I think with preparing foods and using your knife skills is helpful to chop things up. The artistic side of the plastic surgery certainly parallels to the culinary delights that we make.
Love it. Love it. Now, you say plastic surgery. Now, is that, plastic surgery was sort of the term, I think, in the 70s or 80s. Are people talking plastics these days, or are they really moving towards cosmetic? Is it a PC thing that I got to get?
Not really. I think people still go both ways, and it just depends a little bit maybe on what part of the country you're in or who you're talking to.
Right. And I love how you say, was the new tagline that we've created for our show? Every time you're on it, people come in here, look at the menu here at the Hacienda del Sol. What do you say?
Say, oh, don't worry. Eat what you want. We can fix it.
Eat what you want. We can fix it at Profile. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about the culinary side of your world, because you and I have this kind of tradition. Whenever I'm in the kitchen and you're not there, I text you a picture of what I have going on. And whenever you're in the kitchen and I'm not there, which is very infrequent, you text me pictures of what you're cooking with the cases has become this great, widespread event in this community. People probably want to know how they can get tickets to come to your home. But what's been keeping you busy in the kitchen these days, Chef?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of seafood over the holidays. I got this wonderful oilless turkey fryer.
What?
And I cooked a turkey in the oilless turkey fryer for Christmas. And for New Year's, I did prime rib.
Okay, now hold on, I got to back up here. Now, oilless turkey fryer. Okay,
that's
so
correct.
I don't understand how you can fry without oil. Help me understand what. There's no oil in the fryer.
Well, essentially, it's a two-chamber piece of equipment. The outer chamber element heats, and then infrared heat is transmitted into the food through the inner chamber.
Got it.
You don't have to wait to boil the oil. You don't have the mess to clean up. You don't have to worry about starting your house on fire.
As a matter of fact, I think several years ago, we were at the same Thanksgiving party where someone busted out their turkey fryer. And, my hat's off to those who can make that kind of a commitment for Thanksgiving Day, but it becomes a bit of a mess. So this is getting all the benefits of what a great fried turkey, or like you said, did you say prime rib?
Prime rib.
What all that brings to bear without the mess and the fuss. That. I mean, how did it come out, though? I mean, in terms of the taste profile.
Oh, excellent. It was superb. When you deep fry something, it holds that moisture in. This equally had the same moisture. It takes about twice as long or so to cook it this way versus in the deep fryer, maybe a little longer, about 10 minutes a pound. But it's a lot shorter than having to cook your turkey in the oven for right. 4 hours or 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like it turned out remarkably well. Okay, so you cooked prime rib in the oilless fryer?
I did.
Okay, did you get a good mid-rare temperature on that?
Or 145.
Oh, my gosh. So how long did it render in the kettle there?
Well, we did 10 minutes a pound, and so it was probably about hour and a half, 2 hours ballpark range that we cooked it for.
Beautiful. Did you do any prep on that? Or some sauces on that?
Or I just put some seasoning on it and kind of put a rub type of a thing on there with a little garlic and thyme and rosemary, cayenne pepper.
I love it when you rub.
Sea salt.
I love it when
it's
you rub,
good.
Todd Case.
Yeah.
We're talking to Todd Case, Dr. Todd Case, in fact, from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery Center. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour for our live broadcast, the most delicious hour on radio that you hear every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We're at Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort up on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive, where everything is just perfect, Todd Case. I mean, the setting and the accommodation and the service here, I mean, this is just top-notch all the way through.
I would agree.
Yeah. Now, talk to us. We talked about the turkey. We talked about the prime rib. You're doing some things fascinating these days with seafood over there in Casita Case. What's going on in your world for things swimming under the sea?
Well, two of my favorite dishes of late have been to do some seared or grilled ahi tuna on the grill and covering that with a black bean mango salsa. And
beautiful.
That has been just exceptional. And on the other side of the ocean, we're doing a little bit of a pan-Pacific influence with some sea bass and using a pineapple mustard glaze on top of
that. Oh, that's beautiful.
And
now, which school of thought when it comes to the sea bass? Because I've actually learned fairly recently that there's a variety of sea bass. So you've got your Chilean, you've got your Corvina. Are you... And perhaps I'm completely putting you on the spot, but if anyone can pull himself out, it's Chef Todd Case. What in the world of sea bass, where are you aligning?
Well, I always go for the wild.
Yes.
And so,
perfect.
And I always try to find who has it. And that's somewhat limiting here in Tucson at times. And so you kind of go with what you can.
Right. Perfect. All right. Well, anyone that knows Dr. Todd Case, Chef Todd Case, as he's going to be known for this hour, knows that he is in remarkable shape. I mean, this is a man who takes very good care of himself. In fact, if you're going to be a cosmetic surgeon, you better be in good shape, Todd Case. But anyway, you eat sort of on the healthy side of things. You always look for opportunities to really create and manifest healthy, bountiful creations that do not sacrifice taste or do not sacrifice quality. You're doing something with, what are you doing, like a turkey meatball? What are you doing?
Well, I've been doing a Neapolitan-style turkey meatball and putting a little bit of a flair on it. So instead of just using ground turkey, we've added some sweet Italian sausage to it.
Beautiful.
And you know, with the parsley and, you know, some breadcrumbs, usually sourdough. And instead of just the pine nuts, I've also added some pepitas into it.
Oh, beautiful.
To give it a little bit different texture, a little different flavor.
Now, where are you sourcing your pepitas? I mean, are you going to go up to AJ's or where do you get them?
Again, wherever you get them. Sometimes wherever Safeway, AJ's, right. You know, whoever's got them.
Now, you did something recently that was kind of inspired by the Basque Seas, region of Spain. What did you have going on the other night?
Oh, that was fun sending you that picture, Matt. What we did is... lemon chicken with zucchini, or lemon garlic chicken with some zucchini and asparagus, and we're cooking it in a basket over the open flame, sort of the Basque style of Spain.
You're right.
And it's very light, very fresh, very healthy, and it's refreshing.
I guess we have to talk about healthy things every now and then on the show. This is why
sure.
We had you on. It's all life in balance.
Absolutely.
You know, and of course, the lovely Nancy Russell just walked in. She, you know, gets to be married to me and gets to listen to me run my trap all the time. And if you happen to come to the point where you feel like you put on a few extra pounds and, you know, you might want to do kind of a package deal, go see Todd Case at Profiles to talk about some nips and some tucks, and then go see Nancy Russell at Anytime Fitness on Sunrise and Swan, personal trainer extraordinaire. I mean, can't you tell? I'm her best client.
There you go. You're looking good. Like
anyway,
I said, we don't need to do anything.
We don't need to do a thing. That's right. I gave him the moment to walk in, and he chose the very political and diplomatic response, and for that, I thank you so much. Anyway, we've got pink grapefruit martinis, the cocktail special of the afternoon, along with the not-so-thin mint, which I have. Todd, did you get a chance to have a little sip of this?
I haven't had that.
Okay, so we remember the thin mint, growing up. Oh, he's actually going to go in right now. This is live radio.
Let's give it a whirl.
He's got the tasty straw out. He's given it about 8 or 9 little turns. All right, so here we go. What are we thinking?
I mean, that's delicious.
Isn't that nice?
That is very nice.
I mean, you think thin mint, you think automatically you got to wait for dessert, but that life is so short, we can't wait for dessert to start with these bad boys.
I think that box of thin mints my daughter just got has been repurposed.
That's right. Dad, where's my cookies? Anyway, I'm enjoying a lovely craft beer here at the Hacienda del Sol, a Breckenridge Brewery, a vanilla porter. We'll have this wonderful sort of earthy taste of that malt with that beautiful vanilla sweetness at just the perfect time of day. We got about another 60 seconds before we hit a commercial break. Talk about the wine you're enjoying.
Well, this is a French Chardonnay, and it's quite delicious, and if I could pronounce it, I would.
We're going to have to get John on the show with us right after the commercial. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness, as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. But right now, we are coming to you live from the beautiful, the spectacular, the magnificent Hacienda del Sol, guest ranch resort, of course, on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive, yucking it up with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Dr. Todd Case is in the house.
Well, thank you, Matt.
Did we figure out what wine we're having?
John?
Lage, French white Burgundy, and it's very delicious, fruity, has a touch of Chenin Blanc, and we're serving it by the glass, along with two other Chardonnays.
Beautiful. You know, Todd is a sophisticated pal, John. And, you know, let me introduce you. This is your On the Menu Live debut. I don't know that you can appreciate the magnitude of your impending good fortune, but this is John Kolakowski, the Director of Wine and Spirits at the Hacienda. What a privilege to have you here, sir.
Thanks very much. That's very kind of you.
So hit us again. Todd Case has traveled the world, John, and he has very discriminating palate when it comes to a great wine. When he ordered this wine, he took a sip and he literally ran over here to share the goods with me. This is a gorgeous wine.
It's a great wine, and we always feature approximately 14 wines by the glass. They're available at our happy hour in the Terraza Monday through Friday from 4 till 7, and they're all half off. We have many wines for $5 a glass, appetizers half off. And that's Monday through Friday in the Terraza Grill.
Beautiful. It's great to have you here. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Thank you.
In this segment of the show. And we also want to make sure that our listeners understand that sitting right next to John, you know, they're here live at the Hacienda. You can come right on up and see him. But here he is, the man who sort of makes all the magic happen right here on the gorgeous campus of the Hacienda. He's one of my best friends, Mr. Matthew Landon. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
It's been a while since you've been on the show. And people are wondering, where's Matthew Landon? What have you been doing these days, man?
You know, They have me pretty busy up here, Matt. So
Imagine that.
Making sure that, you know, we're just having fun like we always do.
I love it. Well, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. We're going to talk in just a few minutes about that. And I love the fact that by and large, the Hacienda del Sol, the grill at the Hacienda, is named again and again and again the most romantic restaurant, the most romantic setting in all of Southern Arizona to enjoy a culinary experience. And you've got some great things up for Valentine's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But we started talking about wine, and I love a good cocktail. John, we've got this pink grapefruit martini and a not-so-thin mint. I mean, you guys are completely out of the box when it comes to mixology. What's up?
Well, we like to keep it interesting for our guests. We get a lot of regular clientele, and we always have a cocktail of the week. It changes as it just changed today. Our bartenders are really expert here. They often
sure
come
are.
Up with things on their own. The pink grapefruit is with grapefruits from our gardens in back. We have our own organic garden in the back. All of our herbs for the kitchen come from there, much of our produce. And the grapefruits and blood oranges that we feature on our brunch drinks come from our back garden.
That's beautiful.
This is a home, on-property grown grapefruit mixed with Belvedere pink grapefruit juice. And a little teaspoon of grapefruit marmalade and a squeeze of lime, which really sets it apart. Maybe you want to give that a little taste.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Delicious.
I thought you'd never ask, John. I mean, this is a cocktail show for crying out loud.
So that's one of our specialty drinks that is unique in all of Tucson.
I love the spirit to juice ratio. Let me just say. I mean, I think you guys have nailed it.
50-50.
Okay. This is absolutely gorgeous.
Set you happy. And then one of our bartenders, Chris Mertens, came up with a really fabulous drink in honor of the Girl Scout cookies, which are being sold all over Tucson. Mm. And it's called the Not-So-Thin Mint, featured crushed thin mint cookies, the real genuine product from the Girl Scouts. They brought them over. And it also has a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream. We make all of our own ice creams here with our pastry chef, Marcos Castro. He mixes it with a little bit of Frangelico. That's an Italian liqueur after dinner drink usually. And Tuaca, another Italian brandy.
Beautiful.
And vanilla after dinner drink. And then Stirrings espresso liqueur. We mix all those together. And it is not terribly sweet. It sounds like it would be a sweet cocktail, but it's actually delicious. Chris took some Girl Scout cookies, chopped them up fine, and rimmed the glass with the chopped up thin mint cookies.
And there so goes the hacienda again.
And that is the not-so-thin mint.
Now, I see three coffee beans intentionally laid on, sort of blanketing
right.
The top of the cocktail. Now, we know in, what is it, Todd, and is it with a Sambuca or
it is,
with
it
a
– with a Sambuca.
A Sambuca, the traditional way, is it for good luck and good fortune?
Well, the story I heard is it was in honor of the Holy Trinity. They put the three coffee beans. They're called Moschi, M-O-S-C-H-I,
right.
And they stand for flies. So they call them flies. They're actually three not chocolate, regular espresso beans. Gives it just a little bit of that espresso flavor that's echoed from the Stirrings espresso liqueur.
Beautiful. Waiter, there's a fly in my cocktail. Someone had to say it. There's three flies.
It's done for good luck.
Anyway, so wonderful cocktails, a great craft beer scene going here. You know, exceptionally creative and artistic, you know, martinis and, you know, even using a Girl Scout cookie for a cocktail. But one of the things we love to do coming up here to the Hacienda is your Sunday brunch.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys just hit it out of the park again and again, and you've always, you know, sort of talked about these wonderful mimosas that you've offered your guests to enjoy alongside this extraordinary brunch experience. But you guys are doing something that I think is unique, and you're not asking people for any more money to experience the uniqueness. What's up with these
mimosas?
Well,
we like to keep it fresh. We like to keep it interesting for our regular clientele. So we offer, of course, complimentary unlimited champagne with the brunch.
May God bless you, John Kulikowski.
Our standard
operative
mimosa.
Word is unlimited, Todd Case.
I just want to know if he has a relationship with the TPD, you know?
We also have fresh squeezed orange juice, as usual, mixing that with a regular mimosa. But we want a stuff that no one else has. So we come up with a version of a mimosa. Every week it's a little different. Last week we took blood oranges from our garden again, squeezed them fresh, and offered blood orange mimosas with a touch of the Monin blood orange syrup. That was
beautiful.
A big success. Again, this week a little bit different. We're using two French liqueurs. One is called Creme de Mure, which is a blackberry liqueur, and Creme de Pêche. And these are different from your standard syrups that other places use because they're made with real blackberries, which are boiled down, made into a really delicious syrup. Same with the peach. We mix it with fresh peach juice. The blackberry, I take fresh blueberries, boil them down with a little bit of sugar, and it is delicious. So we're offering this sort of deep purple champagne with creme de mure, blackberry liqueur, boiled down fresh blueberries, and if you take a sip,
the color is just beautiful, and there's a romance to the color.
It's
poetry,
it's gorgeous,
almost.
And it's just something different. You know, we again are offering the standard mimosas that many people love, but if you want to do something a little bit different, we have this. It's a takeoff on the Bellini, again with the sparkling wine, the creme de pêche liqueur from France. with the white peaches and a little bit of white peach juice. Mm. And again, those are offered at no extra charge.
Oh, John.
Good. Aren't those delicious?
Now, Todd's doing, he's got the tasting straws going.
That's right.
Am I violating protocol by picking this champagne glass up and tossing it back?
I think that it's a little hard to resist, don't you?
I just want to be a double dipper. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know, we can double dip on this show. Wait till the food gets here, Todd. Anyway, Matthew Landon, I mean, you've got this World of Chocolate thing coming up again. We talked a little bit about this last year when you guys hit it out of the park with this World of Chocolate event last summer. You're doing it again coming up here close to springtime. What do you have up your sleeve this year for World of Chocolate, and how big is this world?
Well, I mean, we're really excited about this again. Last time we had such a great success with this event. You know, we tried to change up our format a little bit and have people come in and have the opportunity to make reservations as opposed to everybody coming in as a normal event, sitting down and running what we would do for our wine dinner. So since that was such a great success, we wanted to go ahead and do that again. So what we'll be offering is our chocolate menu. It's going to be on March 19th. And you'll be able to make reservations and come in, you know, with whatever size party you would like from 5:30 to 10. And that's the menu that we'll be featuring that evening in the grill.
Okay, so five courses, all chocolate.
All chocolate.
Now, is that sort of variations of chocolate within a bigger dish like a mole, or is this really just a full-on chocolate extravaganza?
You kind of hit it right there. It's kind of we fold chocolate into the dish in a certain way. So, I mean, last time we had a white chocolate creme fraiche that went with our curd Muscovy duck. It was a sashimi slice, so we did that to start.
Yes.
You know, after that, we had a dark chocolate mole that did go with our Hacienda-grown squash blossom. And then we had a cocoa pappardelle pasta that we did for our next course. So, you know, you can kind of get the idea that, you know, the chefs are very creative with what they do, and they like to try to incorporate chocolate in some way or another into the dish because, you know, we still want people to be able to come in and enjoy dinner and don't feel like they had too much sugar while they were here.
Why not?
I think that's going to be a wonderful.
Well, I mean, we always have to save it for dessert, though, too, because like you've said.
Yeah, what do you have for dessert chef on a World of Chocolate dinner theme?
And, I mean, this is the menu that we did last time, so the chefs are, you know, working diligently on preparing the menu for this time. But, you know, it was our Saigon Milk Chocolate Mousse that we did last time, and it actually has made it onto our dessert menu.
Beautiful.
So if you didn't have the chance to come and you would like to try that, we always have it available.
Right. And go ahead, Todd.
I was going to say, I think John's got the toughest job for that menu because he's got to figure out the wine pairing.
Yeah, exactly. White chocolate, dark chocolate, mocha chocolate, chocolate stout. What do you think,
well,
John?
Well, I think chocolate pairs well with a lot of different things. As many of your listeners know, it goes really well with port wine.
Yes.
It goes really well with heavy Cabernets, Meritage blends from California.
Yes, sir.
A sweet Zinfandel or Syrah. They all pair beautifully with chocolate. So I'll be working hard to get those pairings just right for the guests on March 19th.
My mouth is watering. So reservations then,
oh,
right?
Reservations, of course.
So what's the number to call, as always?
529-3500, area code 520.
520-529-3500 to experience a world of chocolate on March the 19th up here at the Hacienda. But there's a date coming between now and March 19th. It's February 14th. It's like the place to be. Most romantic restaurant in all of Southern Arizona, The Grill at Hacienda del Sol. Valentine's Day is coming up. I mean, you probably have a couple of seats left for the evening. But what do you have going on for Valentine's Day, Matthew?
Well, what we're doing this year is we're doing our five-course menu again, which we like to do on our holidays. We feel that, you know, it's really nice representation of what we can do, and it's a really nice dining experience for our guests as well. And as Matt mentioned, you know, we are getting pretty close to being at capacity. So if this is something that you'd like to enjoy, I would urge you to make those reservations as soon as possible. We're going to be doing the menu, $75 per person, and then we also have wine pairings that you could do for that evening as well for $55.
Okay, great. So, I mean, still, when you think about the setting, when you think about being in the very loving hands of Chef Bruce Yim, with whom we're going to be chatting in the second part of the show, when you think about being surrounded not only by this wonderful setting, but you're enjoying that moment with the one that you love, I mean, this is just an amazing experience, and in fact, it's an amazing deal. The guys that you have created this experience, and I priced it completely out of, you know, proportion. This is great.
Thanks
well, thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
Love it. So, again, 529-3500 to get the 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe reservations that are remaining for Valentine's Day at the Hacienda del Sol. Matthew Landon, what is it about the Hacienda that you think contributes to earning this award every single year for being the most romantic place in all of Southern Arizona? What is it about this place?
Well, you know, I mean, we all really take a lot of pride in what we do, and we really enjoy to be able to deliver to our guests. And, you know, we understand that we want to be able to create a nice ambiance for people to be able to come up here and enjoy themselves, whether it is a special occasion, whether it's a first date, whether it's an anniversary. You know, it's just something that we've really come to really get good at, and you know, it's a great experience to be able to offer to guests.
And we love it because the experience begins before you even get out of your car. You come in that beautiful grand entrance right off of Hacienda del Sol Road. You know, you park your car, and you and your lovely make your way towards the grounds, and you pass under that iconic archway, and the smell of mesquite is in the air because you're always burning a lovely mesquite fire in the courtyard. And when you come in and you just make your journey, this destination sort of meanders through these beautiful courtyards. And when you come into the grill, I mean, it's almost like you've had the experience that you want to have, and you haven't even had your seat yet, for crying out loud.
And you know, that is something, like I said, everybody from, you know, the landscapers to the groundsmen to the front desk to everybody has a big part to do with that. So it is a real big team effort, and it's something that we all take a lot of pride in. You know, we have to thank everybody that is aboard. It's not just one person or the chef. It's every single person that has to really buy into the whole entire system.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We've got Valentine's Day, February 14th. We've got World of Chocolate on March the 19th. And we've got John Kulikowski, Director of Wine and Spirits. What a pleasure it is to meet you, sir.
That's very kind of you.
My guess is that you and I are going to be spending a lot of time together over the ensuing months.
It's really important to taste every wine that comes into this place.
I'm
a
taster.
Do my best.
I'm a taster, John.
I need a lot of help.
Matthew Landon, as always, I mean, the consummate host here. You know, you actually get to see Matthew in a necktie when you come here for dinner tonight. I mean, it's like he's this wonderful transformation. He looks good. He's like the cover of GQ magazine. Love having you here. Thanks so much for hosting this great party.
Thank you once again.
We're going to take a quick break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, yes, fellow foodies, he's here. Chef Bruce Yin is in the house, and you don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live indeed. All of our fellow foodies have come out to the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort to experience Chef Bruce Yim for themselves. You know, and there's only so much of Bruce Yim to go around. We're going to get to Chef in just a couple of seconds. But anyway, Chef and Dr. Todd Case from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery Center, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. I mean, you're surrounded by beverages, Todd. Is this how you roll?
Well, today I do that way. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You know, we also want to remind our listeners that I am the new food and restaurant writer for Inside Tucson Business, and I want to encourage all of you to pick up a copy of this week's issue because we take a look at Baltimore versus San Francisco. Now, tomorrow there's going to be something going on between Baltimore and San Francisco, something about Ravens and 49ers, but I actually wrote a story about the crabs that both cities sort of take on as their own, the Dungeness crabs of San Francisco versus those great sweet blue crabs from Baltimore. What do you say? Are you a blue crab guy? Are you a Dungeness crab guy, Ty Case?
I prefer the soft shell.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Right, and if anybody wants to know how to really take their own brands to the next level through social media, should get in touch with Carol right away. Again, she's at Totally Tucson. Well, Todd, here we are. I mean, when I came in here and I learned that I was going to be interviewing Chef Bruce Yim, you know, I followed his career for a long time, and you know, there's a few culinary artists in this community that I will actually use that term for, because chef is chef. You know, I'm
right.
A chef at home.
Right.
You're a chef here. You know, Chef Bruce Yim is executive chef here at the Hacienda, but he's an artist. He's a culinary artist. We want to find out what makes culinary art, and the one man to answer that question is right here, the Honorable Bruce Yim, welcome so much to On the Menu Live.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin, Chef.
you put me way on this pedestal.
I mean, look, now Matthew Landon has been gone for 35 seconds.
There's
and
the
he's come back in a black suit and necktie because you're on the radio. That is the homage that you demand. Anyway, congratulations.
When
I heard the Hacienda del Sol brought you on as executive chef not too long ago, I mean, that broke news in the culinary world here in Southern Arizona. Everybody just jumping up and down because you think about the wonderful food program at the Hacienda and this wonderful culinary background of Chef Bruce Yim. What an amazing opportunity for you both.
Oh, it was a great opportunity for me. It was actually when I landed the first day of this job, I was running a lot. This is a very busy place. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things I had to pick up systems and all the banquets and things like that, and something I haven't been used to doing in many years. So, but it was exciting. It was fun. I had a great time, and I'm still learning. But, the team here and I have begun to, start to gel. So we're starting to do a lot of fun things and starting to always constantly grow food-wise and technique-wise and everything else.
And it is about the gel. I mean, when I talk to executive chefs and they talk about their sous and their line staff and the whole culinary team, I mean, it is about gelling because you have to be able to communicate with your culinary team sometimes without even uttering a word. They've got to know what the eyebrow means. They got to know what the grin means or what the growl means. And, there's this dance, there's this rhythm in the kitchen. So when you say gel, that's a sincere sentiment.
It's definitely a team-oriented kitchen, and it, like any kitchen if I've ever worked in, it was always trying to form a great team, and you're only as good as your weakest link.
Yeah.
So you try to bring that weakest link up to par with everyone else and try to share your passion and try to have them get that passion that you have, and then they will just embrace it, and then you just this team will just grow from there, and we can just constantly doing great food. And a lot of it is just also pushing each other, not in a physical sense, but in a mental sense, and about food, and trying to always challenge each other and try to talk food. And that is something that is really hard to find with someone that I work with. And a lot of my sous chefs now, it's just to talk food. It's just you come up with an idea, and then you present it to them. And they go, well, I love that aspect, but what about if we just change this aspect? And then you go, I like that aspect, but let's change it back.
About talking food.
And it just keeps escalating. You come up with a fantastic dish.
So I have a question for you, Bruce, because you have a unique opportunity here because you have your own garden here, which most executive chefs don't have that as an amenity to their job. And is there a favorite vegetable out there that you really love, and what's the greatest thing about having your own garden?
First thing that came to me was, what did I want to plant? And I'll be honest with you, I have a black thumb. I can't even grow cactus in Tucson. But it was a great thing. These guys really take care of the grounds. They really know what they're doing. And then, I said, just let me know when it's ready, and then we'll create something with that. And they're just always bringing me stuff and says, can we use this? Can you use that? And unfortunately, last couple of weeks, the frost happened, and then we lost some of the products. But, but we're planting new stuff and waiting for the new season.
That's great.
But it's fun and exciting, yeah.
Being in such such close proximity to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Hacienda has sort of, thumped their chests about that over the years because it's real and it's authentic. Now, you talked a little bit about passion. And, some people sort of throw that word around.
Right.
But I want to know, with you it is all about passion. And as I said, I've studied your career, but I want you to share with our listeners, where did your sort of first passion with food begin? I mean, how were you a kid tugging at your mom's apron?
Pretty much.
Where did the story begin?
Well, my grandfather was a chef, it was kind of started going over to his house. He always had something ready for us, and he was very animate about how you would eat it. I mean, it came down to even hot chocolate. You got milk, you got 3 tablespoons of Hershey cocoa mix, and he also had to have 2 tablespoons of sugar on top of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I just always loved cooking, even at home. I would go through my mom's magazines and make danishes and make breakfast for my brothers and sisters. I made, after a while, my mom just kind of started to sleep in, and I made all the lunches for all my brothers and sisters and made breakfast for them. And
beautiful.
It was fun.
What was the first real gig, your first real job in the kitchen? Where was it?
My first real job was actually in Washington, D.C.
My hometown.
Great place. It was a restaurant called Le Pavillon. I was very fortunate to meet a French chef, and I told him I wanted to be a chef, and he says, all right, why don't you work for me and for one summer? So, you know, 80 hours a week and enjoying every single minute of it.
That's about what Chef, Dr. Todd Case works about 80 hours a week. What a coincidence. You know, there's a lot of lifts and tucks to be done in this community.
Yeah.
But anyway, so your first job in the nation's capital, and, you know, D.C. is a great foodie town.
It's a great foodie.
So to have that as part of your pedigree is great. What was your first, when you first decided to come to Southern Arizona, what was it that brought you here and what fascinated you about the Southwest?
I lived in Vail, Colorado, and for 10 years, and then met a couple people who wanted to open up a restaurant down here. And then we came down here. We saw a great opportunity. So we moved down here and opened up Vintabla.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
with Laura.
Yeah.
Great, great people. Loved Vintabla, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
so
it was
a
great place.
Were you their first executive chef?
Well, I was a chef partner.
Okay, chef partner.
So,
okay, great.
Yeah, wow. We were there all the time. And, it was unfortunate that we had to close our doors.
Understand.
It was a...
But all for
great
reason,
opportunity.
You know, and as we're talking, there's this wave of truffle that just sort of made its way across my microphone. And when truffle passes my microphone, I'm rendered speechless. So you're going to have to speak for the rest of the
okay.
show. Okay. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Before we dig into your majesty, Chef, and as I say again and again, every time I come out here to the Hacienda, when you think about the setting that this place is, you had better have a culinary presentation as part of that, because it's all about this sort of image and this expectation and this setting, and the presentation of the dish is what I think really completely sets you apart from others. And then you completely give it for the big bonus, the actual taste and the experience. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the grill at Hacienda del Sol and the Terraza Garden Patio and Lounge, two remarkable culinary experiences, but distinct in their own ways. Talk a little bit about each. Yeah.
Well, the Terraza is kind of, I would say, family style, a little more casual. Not to say that the grill's not family style, but a little bit more casual where you can just kind of relax and eat. You know, maybe not have to worry about, wearing a coat and a tie or whatnot. But
Except Matthew Landon always has to wear
well,
a coat
Well, he always
and
has a coat and tie.
You know, someone
as
tells,
much as he doesn't
someone,
want to.
Yeah,
sure.
Pete asks Tom Firth if I can lose the tie in the Terraza. Tom's going to say, no way, because he looks so good in a suit, doesn't he?
He does. And actually, I proposed that, and then he did say that. No way. I want to wear my tie.
But you're in your Chef White's, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
So we love the Terraza. Wonderful, this vibrant
very
atmosphere.
Very casual,
on the patio.
Very fun.
Yeah.
It has music on the weekends.
Yes.
And it's just, you can just, relax and just eat and
great.
Enjoy yourself. You can also, you can eat off the Terraza menu, but you can also eat off the grill menu if you wanted to and just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that? Wow. Okay, so you're in the Terraza.
But not vice versa.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Yeah. But anyway, that's good to know. A little versatility here. You want to eat off the grill menu and be outside in a more casual space, but get that still, that rock star experience with the things coming out of your kitchen. Wonderful. Then there's the grill.
Then the grill is more,
the grill.
I don't want to say casual. It's a word I'm looking for. But,
it's
a little bit.
It's elegant.
Yeah, it's elegant. It's relaxed. And, you have the beautiful view of the mountains.
Unbeatable, frankly.
So.
Yeah, unbeatable. And like I said, they begin with that mesquite and the desert bloom and the gardens, and you're coming in and the service. I mean, every time Matthew Landon, I walk in the door. Actually, I don't even know that I've ever opened the door. I think someone's always opening the door for me, and I walk in, and there's Matthew. And he always looks like he's so happy to see me. Is that just a... is that the way he treats everybody, or is that just me?
No.
That's just because he's
man.
Inviting you into his home, really. That's the way it is.
It feels homey.
It feels homey.
Warm and comfortable.
And here we are sitting at the chef's table, which is literally right next to the kitchen. I feel like I'm in this wonderful sort of wine country setting. We're at this gorgeous farm table. We're right here watching your very, well-equipped culinary team do what they do. As you say, representing your passion, which is so important. Is your passion hard to replicate? I would think that Chef Bruce Yim's passion is, that's not easy to embrace. You got your sights set pretty high.
No, I don't think so.
Once
it kind of is a motivator, people see how passionate you are about something, and it kind of just makes them want to be passionate about something too.
I love that. So the passion is contagious almost.
It is very contagious.
The passion is contagious.
Yeah.
Right here in your kitchen at the hospital.
You know, it's all about teaching these, you know, these young cooks to someday, you know, they want to be where I'm at.
Yeah.
Want to be a chef, and they want to own their own restaurant maybe and create their food. And because I guarantee you right now, the youngest one is like 17 and a half. He has ideas on
I love that.
And so,
You know right away when some, you know, these kids come into your, you know, your path, and you, I mean, it's almost like this mentor. I mean, Todd, can you imagine as a 17 and a half year old kid getting his or her start in the culinary arts and being, you know, being taught by Chef Bruce Yin?
By the master? It's great.
I mean, is there a tuition that they pay to be able to have that opportunity?
There is, actually.
Okay, anyway, I've gotten to the part of the show.
I suspect those blood, sweat, and tears
There's certainly blood, sweat, and tears. That's their investment for sure. Okay, so you brought out a couple of things from your menu that you want to talk about. Now, I see two dramatically different dishes in sort of presentation, mm-hmm. And in style and a point of view. Todd and I have not eaten in about 3.5 weeks. We want to know sort of where to start. We have two beautiful dishes. Chef, where do you believe we should start our tasting?
Let's start with the appetizer. Here you have what we call green eggs and ham, although, you know, it's a cured pork belly, confit, on a little bit of toast. Then we have an over-easy egg. The green part is actually in two parts. It's a truffled spinach.
That's the truffle.
Yeah. And then we have a little sweet pea puree.
Okay. Todd, are you in for the pork belly?
Sign me up.
You have the pork belly.
And now the yolk of the egg, and I love the way you presented it here, because when you just tuck a little bit of that yolk, it begins to cascade over the pork belly. And pork belly with a sort of a cascading yolk of an egg with this gorgeous truffle and the peas, just gorgeous. All right, so I'm going to take a bite now.
Take a bite.
Which means this is live radio.
I have to talk now.
And you got to talk. What are the kinds of things that I'm going to be experiencing with this dish?
You're going to have the nice salty pork belly. You're going to have the egg and this truffle of the spinach. Mm. And a little saltiness and the Parmesan cheese.
The crostini. Just the textures right there alone, and the vibrant colors. I mean, the fact that you've got this golden yellow egg on there. Now, is that over easy? Is that sunny side? That's sunny side, obviously, because it's a beautiful orb of yolk. You've got this emerald green pea and spinach, and then this wonderful, sort of rusta on the pork belly. The colors here are magnificent. This is a gorgeous appetizer. This is just beautiful.
Oh, it's really nice.
I'll have 10 to go.
I can't believe you cut into it.
You can't have 10 to go.
It was so gorgeous, I can't believe you cut in.
I almost feel like it was criminal. I mean, how dare you cut in to Chef Yim's dish? It's just to be observed.
It's meant to be,
just to be appreciated. Do not actually eat Chef Bruce Yim's dish. No, I'm kidding.
But I think the description was right, spot on.
It was beautiful.
The pork, the saltiness, the peas. You get it all.
So the richness of that egg yolk over the crispness of that crostini. And so this is called what? You have a special name for this?
For the dish. We call it green eggs and ham.
Beautiful. There you go. Chef Bruce Yim. Wow. Okay. I don't even know how to begin to describe the bounty that you put before us, because I don't have 9 of my best friends to enjoy it with me, because this is a serious dish.
This is serious.
This is big enough for, this is a beautiful portion. But I see a little risotto there, Chef.
Yes.
You know, I love a good risotto.
And you have broccolini.
Okay.
From our garden.
Talk to me.
Brussels sprouts. And we have an herb crusted Pacific snapper. And then the sauce is a sauce chiron, which is a tomato hollandaise. But we did a little bit of a twist that we smoked the tomatoes, so you have that little smokiness to it. And then the creaminess from the risotto, Parmesan cheese.
I surrender. I surrender.
Wait till you have dessert.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Todd.
What's your rice of choice when you make your risotto?
Always arborio. Okay.
Arborio.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. I know risotto is kind of a technique. They probably put parentheses. I've seen like wild rice risotto. I've seen, you know, even grains they use for risotto, but
love it.
Old
Brussels
classic.
Sprouts, beautiful coming back. And then snapper, you don't see snapper anywhere. I mean, God bless you for bringing snapper back to the scene here. I love a great snapper. Pacific, I mean, you
good
can tell
fish is it's a hard thing, especially, you know, it's so expensive, and but people don't understand. And then we try to find good purveyors where they're sustainable and they're fishing. either be it wild or farm-raised.
Beautiful.
You know.
So we actually come to the part of our show where we want to give an opportunity for one of our listeners to call in and answer a trivia question. And the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to get brunch for two.
Wow.
At the Hacienda del Sol. I mean, an amazing, amazing gift here. And the trivia question is, why is Arizona known as the Valentine State? Why is Arizona known as the Valentine State? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win brunch for two at the Hacienda. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, of course, up on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. And I'm in like this risotto bliss, Dr. Todd Case.
It was so smooth and so creamy and so delicious.
And Matthew Landon actually said this is one of their sort of standout items that is just among their most popular items here, this Pacific Snapper with this broccolini and this creamy risotto and these lovely Brussels sprouts. Now, I grew up not liking Brussels sprouts, Todd Case.
I did too.
And over the last year, you know, I just sort of decided to get a little bit more adventurous, and I absolutely love Brussels sprouts. I don't know if it was me or if it was the sprout.
Well, I love the picture you sent me of the Russell's Brussels.
Russell's Brussels. I'm renowned for
there, them. There you go.
But, you know, but I say that sort of, you know, Chef Bruce Yim is sort of, you know, rolling his eyes. When sure you are, Russell. But anyway.
I've been pairing the Brussels sprouts a lot lately with sweet potatoes.
Oh, beautiful.
And baking the sweet potatoes as almost like fries type thing, but, you know. Wafers of sweet potatoes.
Yeah, with the sweetness of the potato with that sort of the bitterness of the Brussels.
Brussels sprout.
How am I doing, Chef? I mean,
you're doing great.
I mean, am I doing all right?
Or shave, you know, you could shave the Brussels sprouts and saute them quickly in butter and a little bit of bacon.
Awesome.
Everything goes great with bacon.
Everything goes great.
Anyway, so our trivia question of the week is, why is Arizona known as the Valentine's State? The number to call, 880-KNST, 880-5678. We'll ask Casey back at the studio to let us know we have a line on caller one. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to On the Menu Live. So why is Arizona known as the Valentine's State?
Well, I believe Arizona became a state on February 14th.
Okay. Arizona became a state on February 14th. Yes. And?
And that's why that's Valentine's Day.
Okay. I think our first caller absolutely won it. Fantastic. Now, congratulations. Now, how about a bonus question? You know, you can actually come in here and meet Chef Bruce Yim as a bonus if you're able to tell us what year did Arizona become a state on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
That he doesn't know. All right, well, listen, don't hang up. Thank you so much for listening, and congratulations, you nailed it. Arizona is called the Valentine's State because we became a state on February 14th, 1912. Don't hang up because Casey back.
Something for you, Mr. Borman?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
One of the chefs here, the pastry chef, dessert chef, Chef Marcos Castro is back in the house. What's going on, Chef?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going great. I mean, I love when you get busy in the kitchen. I absolutely just love it because the sweetness and the stories that your desserts tell. Then you take a look at this one item here that you brought out for us to taste.
Yeah,
now, can I scoop some of the risotto on this?
No, can
you drizzle the truffle over the chocolate?
All right.
Well, anyway, begin to tell us. I mean, this is one of the things, as I'm talking about presentation, that it would almost seem insensitive or irresponsible for me to even get near this. I mean, I just want to sit here and appreciate what it is. But enough about that. I'm going to eat it. So talk about it.
Yeah. So here we have our signature dessert. It's Shades of Chocolate. So
So we have all three chocolates. We have a DFC, a dark chocolate cake, a center layer of milk chocolate mousse. It's covered in a caramel glaze.
Oh.
And then the ice cream on the side is a white chocolate mocha ice cream. So you have all three chocolates in one dessert.
Now, is it appropriate for us to have a little bit of the sweet here, right, with the cake?
Absolutely.
A little bit of ice cream. I mean, I'm very serious about protocol, Chef.
Right.
So it's okay to have two on the same fork.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And then this dessert, you could enjoy it by itself, but you could also enjoy it with the ice cream. And to finish it off, we have our famous Hacienda Scent logo dusted with a little bit of gold.
Yeah, world, did you do that?
I mean, with the price of gold these days.
Dusted with gold?
Absolutely.
I mean, is this some sort of gold sprinkle? Or, I mean, are you really mining back here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can I take that home?
We just pulverize.
I was going to eat it. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, caramel, ice cream. I mean, this is just all abundance of the good stuff.
Absolutely. And it's a happy marriage between all these flavors.
You know, golden. I have an idea.
Go for it.
I have an idea. I'm going to actually have this world of chocolate dessert followed by, I was going to say chased by, that this is the Hacienda.
Yeah,
I mean, let's show the reverence where it's due. Followed by a not-so-thin mint. What do you think my palate's going to do when I do this?
It's going to be interesting. I think it'll really go together.
All right.
What do you think?
If you don't package those together and name it after me, I'm going to be insulted.
The Matt Russell special.
Michelle Marcos Castro, this is a gorgeous dessert, and every time you sort of get creative in the kitchen, these wonderful artistic things manifest down to the logo, the chocolate form, Hacienda Sun with a sprinkle of gold. Everything is a sprinkle of gold when you come here into the Hacienda. I mean, you just must love your job, Chef.
And I really do. I just sit back in the kitchen and create and really come up with these artwork.
Chef Roussien, we have about 2 minutes left in the show. What's it like having Marcos Castro here? I mean, this up-and-rising star here, up-and-coming star, learning at your side. I mean, this guy knows his way around some chocolate, right?
Marcos has been great. He's been one of the foundations of this team when I came on board. But, you know, makes great desserts, and, you know, we like talking about desserts and stuff like that, but he always comes up with some really good stuff.
I'd love to ask our chef guests if there's one item in the refrigerator. Everything else is going to go, but if you could hold on to just one thing in the Chef Roussien refrigerator at home, that's if Matthew Landon ever lets you go home. But if there's one thing at home in your refrigerator that you are not going to let anyone touch, what is it?
What do I have? I have some sriracha.
Sriracha.
Fish sauce.
Yes. Because, you know, sriracha, I would even be bold enough to say it might even have a good space on this dessert. Just a little garnish, right?
Yeah, a little spicy.
Anyway,
chocolate.
Chef Roussien, an honor and a privilege, sir, to have
you
on the show. Keep up the great work. Marcos Castro, thank you for everything that you do.
Again, thank
Matthew
you.
Matthew Landon, a rock star in his own right here at the Hacienda del Sol. I love you and everything that you're about. Again, March 19th, World of Chocolate, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 529-3500. Dr. Todd Case from Profiles Cosmetic Surgery. What an honor it was having you on the show.
Oh, a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much for listening. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show will be on our website next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.